Okay. I don't want these, but it's fine. I can't give. See, yeah, I was
about to say.
Blanket.
I was about to say, if you're going barefoot on the internet, I would.
No, I have to do the blanket so I don't get free feet pics.
I can't wait for the subreddit to start. Yeah, I was about to say, if you started doing that, there'd be a whole subreddit dedicated to Too Hot Takes feet.
Lauren's given some feet action for free.
Really?
Yeah, especially on her Instagram.
She get yeah. Well.
She has sold some feet pics.
Actually?
Yeah, she makes good money.
Like after the podcast started?
Yeah, I think someone paid her recently like $100 for one feet pic.
Like somebody DM'd her like, hey, I saw you on the podcast, would love your feet pics.
And they wanted like really dirty socks one time too. Like not even feet. Like
that's awesome. I'm very pro that. I'm very pro because it's like your thought is like, what if that got out? Like how would people react? But then Lauren's just there. She's getting her bag.
You got to secure the bag.
You got to secure the bag. I'm very proud of her for that.
I know. It's very interesting, which kind of fits with today's theme of like, I'm throwing the weirdest, like some of the weirdest stories I've found at you.
Okay, great.
And so it's going to be kind of this theme of like, is it so hard to just be normal?
I like that theme.
Yeah.
It's a nice theme.
It is a good theme. It's definitely solid. I've got some solid folders going lately, so I think it'll be a good one. But why don't you introduce yourself? Tell the people who they're seeing and listening to.
Hey guys, it's my name's Grayson. What am I describing myself as?
What's your horoscope?
My horoscope, I am a Virgo Libra cusp, I guess. September 22nd. Do with that what you will.
Okay. Nice.
I have no idea what that means for me.
I have no idea what any of it means. Someone sent me like my star moon sign analyzed and it was really mean. Like I actually like hated it.
I fucking hated CoStar. I did CoStar for a little bit, but then it was like, it gave you like those little morning things. And I was like reading them every day and then it was dictating my day. And I was like,
you let it affect you that much?
I don't know why. I was in a weird mental state and I was like, this is going to give me direction in life. It did not. Fuck CoStar. No, unless they want to, it could be a sponsor. You know what? I'm pro CoStar. I'm very pro CoStar, actually.
You're just pro get the bag.
I'm pro anything.
Oh my God, I love this. This is my friend Grayson, you guys. Grayson is from Los Angeles, but lives in New York now. So he definitely sees some things, like especially living in New York.
I would say that.
Yeah. I feel like if anyone is going to be the judge of like, is it normal or is it weird? It's going to be you.
I'm here for it. I like this topic. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
I'm gonna dig into it.
Okay. Let's dive in. Okay. Have you ever taken a trip to Thailand or anywhere with monkeys?
No. Never been to Asia. Never met a monkey.
Okay.
I think I would like them.
Okay. So this is coming from the subreddit Ask Docs. It's titled Girlfriend, 25 Female, Bit by a Monkey, Now Experiencing Symptoms. 2 weeks ago, we went into the Amazon rainforest and a wild monkey bit my girlfriend, 25, biological female, when she tried petting it. We didn't think much of it and kept going on with our lives. Last Monday, she started feeling discomfort in her jaw, which soon evolved into pain when she tried opening it. Now she has a headache and feels tension and electricity in her trapezius muscle and her neck. I think she might have tetanus, but her jaw pain may also be caused by a bad movement. Should we be worried? She doesn't smoke, she's about 5'5", weighs 154 pounds, doesn't take any medication, and probably hasn't had a Tdap shot in the last 10 years.
My favorite part about all of these stories, which I forgot about Reddit, is the fact that I love the beginning descriptor of like, age, age, height, weight, like, yeah, she's like 25 years old, like five, yeah.
Crucial context.
Crucial context that you need.
Especially on the Ask Doctors subreddit.
What was the muscle that he talked about?
The trapezius.
See, I don't know the trapezius. I feel like he's already a doctor. I feel like he has a leg up. He doesn't need to be on the Ask Doctors.
I feel like they just Googled like muscles on the back of your neck.
Right.
And were like, how do you work out? How do you not know what your traps are?
Oh, I guess that's your traps.
Yeah, your traps.
Yeah, I work out. Hell yeah. No, yeah, your traps. Okay, cool. Yes, yeah, so your trapezius. That makes sense. Traps, trapezius.
Yeah.
Traps wouldn't be the medical word. I would. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Probably want to use real medical words on the
doctor.
Ask doctors.
Yeah.
Is there any resolution to this one? This is one where I'm more interested in, like, is there a resolution?
Yeah.
Does somebody get to the bottom of what's going on with this woman's face?
Yeah. Luckily, these people have, like, a bunch of physicians on this subreddit. So it was locked after they got a lot of advice from physicians. The top one being, please go to your nearest emergency department right away.
You.
Which, I'm sorry. First of all, don't fucking pet monkeys in wild places.
Right.
Especially the Amazon rainforest.
Don't just walk up to the monkey.
Come on, let's be a little smarter here.
Right.
Let's be a little smarter. And like, you got bit. Wouldn't you immediately then be like, I got bit by a fucking monkey in the Amazon. I need to go to a doctor and make sure my tetanus and rabies is up to date.
I wouldn't just continue on with the vacation if a wild animal bit me. I'd probably be like, you know what? I should go see somebody. At least say something to somebody at the hotel. Be like, hey, a monkey bit me. Like, I don't know if it's that bad. Like, maybe I should go get checked out. Like, just tell somebody that I'm not with.
This one blows my mind. And it reminded me and Lauren went to Thailand. And we took this like boat tour, and it's by far the most fun experience I've ever had. It's like Bob's boat tour in like the PP Islands.
Hell
and
yeah.
They just like drive you around in this like speedboat all day, get you wasted, and you make a pit stop on like Monkey Island. It's like the same beach where Leonardo filmed or something. I don't know. The beach movie.
Which one's the beach movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I know the movie where the beach makes you old.
Oh God, no, I'm not watching that one.
You know which one I'm talking about?
The M. Shyamala one.
Yeah.
I can't watch that. I saw the trailer. The trailer made me physically sick.
What? The woman giving birth like out of nowhere, and she's like, oh, I'm so old now. I'm on the beach that makes you old.
It was disgusting. Not that movie.
Okay, cool.
So me and Lauren, we like stop at this monkey beach, and they're like not nice. Like, you get to like hang out and feed them. They give you like peanuts or something to feed these monkeys. But like, Lauren's all up in there trying to grab them, have her climb, like the monkeys climb on her, like all this shit. And I'm just kind of standing back, like chucking the peanuts.
Right.
Because I'm not trying to get killed by a fucking monkey. They're mean.
Monkeys are assholes. Monkeys, very famously, total dickheads. Not good pets. Not fun to hang.
No, they're very vicious. Very vicious. But a lot of people, this did go viral on other subreddits. Essentially, people making fun of this person, like, how dumb are you? And I just had to make sure, like, it's not a normal thing.
No, that's not a normal.
To pet monkeys.
No, and it's all, you should go to the doctor. That's my hot take on that one.
You think that wouldn't even be like a hot take?
No, but you got to ask doctors for a reason. Trapezius.
Yeah. The top comment on one of the other subreddits it's on, which is r/insanepeoplereddit, basically like being like, these people that are silly. And it's like, I'd be fucking terrified. It's rabies. And then someone down goes, first symptom that shows up for tetanus is lockjaw and painful muscle spasms. Probably tetanus.
See, there you go. Tetanus. Not a good one.
No. Also, haven't you seen how fast people die of rabies? And once it sets in, it's like irreversible. Like, you're done.
I would have such a... I also like am kind of a hypochondriac. That would fuck me up so quickly. That would fuck me up so quickly getting bought. I had a canker sore last week that I thought was mouth cancer. I was like convinced for 12 hours. It was the dumbest thing to be convinced of, but I had convinced myself fully. I was like, I'm gonna die. I'm like texting my parents. I was like, it was great. But
I'm a hypochondriac too, but I realized I don't really do anything about it. Like, I'm going to get a colonoscopy now just because I'm so scared of colon cancer.
Okay. You're 20.
Yeah, but look at all the people that keep dying from colon cancer.
Who?
Chadwick Boseman.
Okay, that is
colon
a good
cancer.
One.
A 35-year-old TikTok star.
Which one?
I don't know. He's got a little kid. He just died, though. Colon cancer is like, and it's gonna, I'm telling you right
now.
Isn't
it like more of a, like, we might have to clip this because this might be the dumbest thing I've ever said. Isn't it like more prominent in men?
Yeah.
So why are you getting a colonoscopy?
Because it's always good to know. We did like a colon cancer story a couple episodes back, and I've just been on this big kick about like raising awareness about colon cancer now. So I had this post and all this stuff. I've seen lots of comments, and we had one Two Hot Takes listener comment on the Instagram, and she was like, I'm 27 and stage 4 colon cancer.
Okay. All right. Well, now fuck me.
Yeah. Eat your words, bitch.
Maybe we should film an episode while getting a colonoscopy.
I'm going to do it. God. It's going to be a Two Hot Takes unsupervised channel video. Justin's going to do it too. And Lauren and Alejandra.
You're all getting colon and you're going to record yourself getting
No, I don't think you can take a camera in there.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, like pre and post-op. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I'm so fucking scared. But it's like a free cleanse at the same time. You get everything out of you. I think it'll be very good for me.
It's gonna be the new trend.
Any parasites I may have.
See, there you go. Maybe we should all do it.
I think we should.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Do you have stomach issues?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to get one.
Maybe I should. I think it's just I've chalked it up to like undiagnosed IBS. Mm-mm. This is a lot of I feel like a lot of info for
you. You could
listeners.
Have Crohn's.
Okay, why would you say that I would have Crohn's? I just told you I thought I had cancer because I had a canker sore and it was slightly raised. I was like, I'm dying. I typed in raised cancer sore and it was like, you definitely have mouth cancer.
Did you have a lot of citrus? Justin gets them all the time.
I get them when I'm like stressed.
Yeah.
And or like I kept biting my, this is a fucking stupid story that means nothing. I just kept biting my lip by accident while talking.
Oh my God. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. And then it like came and it was like really raised. And then I was just like, well, might as well eat a bunch of citrus. I literally did like eat a bunch of citrus and it just got worse. And then I was like, well, now it's cancer because I made it worse.
Dude, I get emailed canker myself. Sores. No. Yeah. You definitely,
check mouth.
You're cancer free. You're good. You're definitely good.
Set a timed release on Check Mouth and got that on Friday. And I was like, you know what? Canker sore gone. No cancer.
I get canker sores from like hard chips hitting my mouth.
Like cutting the inside of your lip?
Like hard chips. If I eat like Mexican food and have chips, they get me.
How does that get you that? How often?
I'm a very sensitive gal.
Really?
Yeah. It happens. No, but colonoscopy this year. I think that'll be great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
That should have been the episode 100. If we could go back in time, I won't date this podcast because, but.
Yeah, this will be like a couple weeks away.
You see, yeah, I won't date it, but should have been episode 100.
It should have been. Okay, moving along to the next weirdo. So this one is titled, am I the asshole for interfering in the bouquet toss at my girlfriend's sister's wedding? My girlfriend, we'll call her Maggie, and I went to her sister's wedding on Sunday. It was a great event, and things were going really well for most of the evening. This was the first time I met Maggie's mother, but I had already met the rest of her family. When it came time for the bouquet toss, Maggie was one of the ladies in the group to try and catch it. I thought I had an opportunity to be funny and lift the mood, so I stood behind Maggie and slapped the flowers to the ground before she could catch them. I don't know if she actually would have been the one to catch them, but I did it anyways. I was doing it as a joke, which I thought would be obvious to everyone. I was like 0.0001% serious. I'm actually not interested in marriage. I'm in my 20s. I really had no bad intentions and wasn't trying to upset anyone. I thought I would get a good chuckle from the crowd. After I slapped the bouquet to the ground, there was an audible gasp from everyone around, followed by an awkward silence. I was a little embarrassed, but I laughed anyways to try to non-verbally show everyone that it was a joke. Nobody laughed. After a bit, the moment had passed, and everyone was starting a big dinner. Nobody talked to me, and I was getting a couple of sideways glances. Maggie's mother eventually pulled me aside and, very respectfully, asked me to leave. To which I obliged. I didn't want to cause a scene. A few weeks later, my girlfriend and her sister are over it, but the mom still seems weird about it. I haven't spoken to her since then. Was this an asshole move, or was it just a lighthearted joke that was misinterpreted?
Wait, okay, what was their age again? Sorry.
No ages mentioned, in their 20s.
We didn't get a descriptor I am male, 21 years old, 5'10".
Not this time.
No. And how long have they been dating?
No mention of that either.
I think that's like the most important element of it. I also like being like, yeah, I'm not like having I'm not in the marriage be the qualifier of being like, that's why it's good that I slapped the flowers down that signify getting married next. Also, it's like he didn't know she was going to catch it. Does that mean it like wasn't coming towards her? Like he just like ran in and just was like, nope, nobody's getting it today.
That's what it feels like. It feels like have you seen Wedding Crashers towards the end when Owen Wilson is like losing his mind and he like smacks the bouquet down? He like runs in, smacks it and like steals it.
Right.
That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like it was just like right there and it was just like it feels aggressively, no matter where it was going, it was getting smashed to the ground.
Right. It sounds like he was like the way that he's trying to frame it was like, I was like behind her, like holding her. And then I was like, ha ha. And like, it was playful. Like it really seems like he went in and like spiked it to the ground so nobody could catch it.
Yeah. I would be so annoyed if someone
sounds like an asshole.
This. Like how no one takes that seriously. Like how I've gone to a lot of weddings and I've stood there. Justin doesn't get scared that I'm going to catch the bouquet. Like no one takes this tradition seriously.
I'm terrified of it.
Honestly, I don't see that at all. I was like thinking about what stories to pick for you today. And I kind of wanted to find one that was like stepdad energy. Because you just give me stepdad energy.
Okay, that is either a really good thing or a really bad thing.
It's a good thing. You just feel like a caring old soul.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice. Yeah. No, I think, so this one, we get to actually answer the question. Yeah, he's definitely a dick. He's definitely an asshole.
Yeah.
I do like him getting asked to leave. Also, like, very important is, it seems like a small wedding. Like, I'm not getting the vibe that this was, like, a big popping wedding. It sounds like it was a very small wedding.
Yeah, we don't have any detail about it. And there are a couple comments from OP, but not anything, like, describing the wedding or going into further detail about ages. There's no mention of a breakup. One of the comments OP responds to is, you're the asshole. It's a tradition that not many people take to heart. It's not an automatic, you must be married thing. You made an unnecessary scene and damaged your relationship with your girlfriend and her family. You ruined a possibly cute moment for no reason. Jokes are supposed to be funny. So explain the joke.
Damn.
And OP responds and goes, I didn't intend to ruin the moment, nor did I know that I would. But the joke was meant to be that I didn't want to get married in this economy. Traditionally, I'm not sure what culture it stems from, actually, but traditionally, the person to catch the bouquet is the next person to get married. Like,
damn.
Okay, next, but it could be 5 years. Like, right. I'm not getting married in this economy.
in this economy, in this moment, I'm not getting married.
Like, what? Dude.
I think, yeah, I would, I'd go anti that guy on this one.
Would it be breakup worthy for you?
I don't know. If I was sitting there trying to catch the bouquet and my girlfriend slapped it on my hand, yeah, I'd be peeved.
Yeah.
Like, come on. This is a me moment. You're ruining my moment. It's me and all the girlies. We're trying to catch the bouquet. You're slapping it on my hand. I'm so excited.
It's weird.
I don't know. Apparently it was like weird enough that the mom was like, you need to leave.
Yeah. Like they kicked this person out after. So they were clearly pissed.
Right. Like you need to leave the wedding is like a big deal.
Well, and like how cute would it have been if like they're sisters and the one got married,
and she
tossed it and the other one caught it. Like that is so freaking cute.
I do love him being like, not today. I am not getting married to this girl.
Well, I don't think he like is serious in about marriage at all, which is like, okay, 20.
Well, he's in his 20s.
Like, was that 20, 21, 22? Like, if Justin did this at a wedding, I'd be like, okay, after 4 years, you're scared of me catching it? Like, we got to sit down and talk, dude. Like, if you really don't want to marry me that bad, like, let's just break up now.
Right.
Like, that's where I would be at with this one.
Very superstitious guy, I feel like.
Clearly.
Do you ever go in and see like what their other posts are?
Yeah, this is definitely a real account. There's a lot of responses.
Not like to see if it's a real account, just to be like, yo, like what's this guy up to? Like, What's the rest of his life?
Yeah. Oddly, I hadn't looked up his account. I'd only seen the post. And now that I'm like getting into the comments of like other stuff he comments on, I actually think this is someone from Minnesota.
Oh, very sick. Hell yeah.
Every other post he like comments about is like related to Minnesota Vikings and Minnesota football. So
there
I'm like,
you go.
I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Minnesota people, were you at a wedding recently and someone did this?
How long ago was this post?
This post was from 2 days ago.
Oh, what the fuck? Obviously. Okay. I thought this was like from years ago. This is from 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously they're not broken. Yeah. Oh, I thought like time had passed, but wait, how long?
Wedding was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But post is from a couple days ago.
Your girlfriend's definitely thinking about how to break up with him.
I wish they would have mentioned how long they'd been together. Because if this was like an early relationship, it's like, ugh.
Right.
I mean, you can continue and go on. Like, what's the worst thing someone you've continued to date has done at the beginning?
Oh, that's so hard. I have no idea.
Mine had another girlfriend on the side.
Okay, that's bad.
Yeah, and I still forgave him and like took a trip to California with him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that how you moved out here?
No. This was a guy from college, and it's actually like, he's like the whole reason I met Lauren, oddly.
That's bizarre. Was that the other girl?
No, the other girl was a friend from like high school, like acquaintance. We'd party together. Her name was Alex. And then we became college roommates, and Alex was really good friends with Lauren. Thanks, Alex Hansen.
Oh, but Alex was the other girl.
Yeah.
But you were the side chick. Or were you the main?
It's hard to determine.
Alex, I'm sorry to put your business out there like this.
Yeah, no, I feel like we both thought we were the main.
Right.
But like he lived in my hometown.
Got it.
So I spent the most time with him, and then he would go to the cities like Minneapolis and then like
got it.
Fuck her when he was down there.
Wow. What a guy.
What a guy.
And so you guys are still friends, you and...
This dude?
No, you and the girl.
Oh, yeah. Me and Alex. Yeah, we lived together in college after this.
Oh, this was in high school?
Yeah. I was a senior in high school.
What were they?
She was a freshman in college.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a freshman in high school. I was like, wow, this guy is... I was like, a freshman in high school?
He's definitely a character, but no, he's not that bad.
Vikings fan too, I imagine. Just like all of this.
All of them, yeah. I think they're... There honestly might be a picture of us on my Instagram at a Vikings game. So I got to go delete all my old boyfriends.
Is this the time I finally tell you that I hate the Vikings? I do hate the Vikings. The face. I'm a Saints fan. Go New Orleans Saints. I like doing the point at the camera.
Yeah.
Saints. I love the Saints.
What the fuck?
Minneapolis Miracle.
Oh, that was the greatest day ever.
That was the worst day of my life.
That was great.
I like Justin Jefferson, named Offensive Player of the Year.
Absolutely deserves it.
I love it. Jay Jetta, very pro Jay Jetta.
Absolutely. The Saints are so cheap. Sean Payton and all that bounty stuff.
No, don't bring this up.
Trying to take Brett Favre out.
We're not getting into the Saints drama right now. We have a checkered past.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, the top comment is one of his top posts actually is Justin Jefferson.
Oh,
related.
This is perfect.
Yeah, this dude loves Jay Jets.
He's literally from Minnesota.
He's got to be from Minnesota. We got to find this dude. If you are this girl, please update us if you break up. So the top.
Or how big the wedding was and how long you guys have been together.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Top comment is the one we read, which like jokes are supposed to be funny. Explain the joke. It's got 24,000 upvotes. The next one down is the brides normally prize the photographs from the wedding. The bouquet is one of those moments that was lost. Hey, move on from this. Sooner the better.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel bad for my guy.
I don't know what. Like, I don't. Again, like even him trying to explain the joke, which I think is the best thing to do when people make stupid jokes. Be like, I don't. Can you explain that? How's that supposed to be funny? Especially if it's like sexist stuff, like commenting on a woman's body, which I'm like so tangential today. Like my ADD,
like where are we go?
My ADD is like out of control. And first of all, someone bitched at me. They were like, Morgan referring to her ADD. It's ADHD now. And I'm like,
well, no, there's two different ones. Do I need to get all my,
they smooshed it into one. Just,
they did?
Just like autism, like, and Asperger's, they used to be separate diagnoses. They're now smushed into one. They're like changing all the diagnostic categories.
I don't want to get on my
soapbox.
No soapbox, but I do want to become an adult guy that's very passionate about telling other people about adult ADHD and how real it is.
Do you see us right now?
Yeah, I know. We are two of the most ADHD individuals.
This is going to be a chaotic episode, but it's fine. It's fine. So speaking of people and explaining jokes, I watched the Pamela Anderson documentary on Netflix.
I saw photos. I saw stills on Evan Ross Katz.
It's incredible.
That's what he said.
It is absolutely the most well-done documentary. She is so real and so vulnerable. It's exactly what you want from a documentary of like someone, like a celebrity. It's insane. And what she went through, I want to kick the shit out of Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno. Even Matt Lauer was kind of a sicko.
even Matt Lauer? Matt Lauer, yeah. Famously bad guy. Very famously.
Is he?
Yeah. Wait, how do you not know this?
I don't know. I heard Barbara Walters was
Are you serious? You don't know about this Matt Lauer thing?
No.
What?
I live under a rock sometimes.
This is like, he's like the worst one.
Oh my God.
In like the Me Too thing. Did you not know this? I don't know why my voice is so
high. No wonder why he was so mean to Pam. Oh, I just love her.
He had the door that locked, I think. That might not have been it. I'm pretty sure he had the door that locked. Like that you would press that and he'd be like, he was like a total. Why have you not seen Matt Lauer on TV in years?
I don't know.
Because he got Me Too'd bad. Big bad.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Matt Lauer, bad guy.
Yeah, well, Pamela had to deal with a lot of stuff. And so anytime people make nasty jokes, don't laugh, even awkwardly. Sit there and say, can you explain it?
Yes.
Can you explain how that was funny? Yeah. This guy, across the board, asshole. The Reddit banner did populate. Overall vote was asshole.
Oh.
And he got so upset by it, he came back and did an edit and goes, hey, don't know if anyone noticed, but the contest ended more than 20 plus hours ago. Your votes don't count anymore.
I like that. I like him coming back, being doubling down on being like, he's like, stop calling me an asshole.
He's like a really concerned about it.
If you put it up there, can you not delete it?
Yeah, you can. He hasn't.
Like, why do people just not go back up there and be like, you know what? I regret it. I am the dick.
I don't know.
I do like
a lot of people do.
I do like him thinking it was such a good bit that he's like, you know what? I'm staying by this one. This one was a lot funnier than people realized.
No, that's not funny. Neither is like the dick in the box thing. And everyone finds that so funny. And I'm like,
what? And like from like
SNL?
Yeah, 2009. That was 2009.
I have so a very different sense of humor.
I would be so proud of myself if I got the year right on that.
I'm seeing mixed reviews. I see 2009. I see 2006.
No, fuck.
Music video 2006.
That's 2006. Fuck.
Yeah. Sorry, you're stupid.
When did 2020 Vision come out? That song mirrors. It's probably 2013, right? I would say 2013.
2013.
Ah, fuck yes. It's when I graduated high school.
March 15th.
I remember that.
Okay.
It was right before prom season. And I thought that song Mirrors was going to be at every last dance of prom. And it wasn't. It wasn't.
I think this next one is like a guaranteed not normal situation.
Okay.
You've
ratcheted it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to start off small on you.
Right. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. This one was posted a day ago. It's from r/offmychest. It's only got 350 upvotes right now, so it's kind of flying under the radar.
Low-key story. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's titled, My Parents Revealed a 19-Year-Old Secret to Save My Relationship. I, 18 female, turning 19 next month, have been dating my boyfriend, 19 male, for almost 2 years now. Everything has been going great. We got emancipated and now own an apartment in the outside of a very small town, and are soon to open a car wash together. Last week, we were at a family reunion where the topic of my late grandmother, dad's side, was brought up, and my father pulled out some pictures of her. My mother-in-law, I will be referring to my boyfriend's mother that way, freaked out and looked super nervous when she saw pictures of my grandma.
Oh, wow, fuck.
Then she left the room for a few minutes while the topic continued. She later came back with pictures of my and my boyfriend's grandmothers, both on Alive right now, together. The pictures led all the way to their late teens and early 20s, right before my dad was born. Apparently, my great-grandfather had an affair where he had my boyfriend's grandmother, And since my grandma was the oldest, she knew about it, apparently. They were raised separately, but were still related. My grandma and her dad kept this secret from the rest of the family. At least, that is why we think no one else knew. So, the math started. Our grandmas were sisters. That makes my dad and his mom, my boyfriend's mom, direct cousins. And me and my boyfriend would be second cousins.
Wait, I'm so confused. I'm so confused on this family tree right now.
It's a hard one.
ADHD. I need a graph of what's going on. Who's related to who?
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes. Okay. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
They both have their own grandmas.
Grandmas.
Their grandmas were sisters.
Sisters.
Uh-huh.
So technically,
the girlfriend's dad and the boyfriend's mom are cousins. Let's see if it gets better.
Oh, it keeps going.
It keeps going. Obviously, me and my boyfriend started to cry. I started to have a panic attack, and my mother-in-law was still in what looked like shock. But my parents seemed so calm. Eventually, my dad snapped. Quote, all right, we need to say something. You can all calm down. Blank is not my biological daughter. They're okay to date. You're fine. My name, like in parentheses. I stopped crying, but only for a second. Then I continued, but this time yelling, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Over and over. Still to this day, those three words keep repeating in my mind. Their story was that my mom and dad dated in college, then broke up, then a few years later, they reunited. My mom was 5 months pregnant when they decided to give it a try, with him promising her to give me his last name and care for me, which he's done a great job at.
This is so fucked.
He was the one to sign my birth certificate, making me unrelated by blood to him. Therefore, unrelated by blood to my boyfriend. But my mom didn't want people to know that I wasn't really his. So she made him keep the secret for 19 years.
This is so fucked. This is the... Okay, that story was... You really went like from 0 to 100 on crazy. You went from guy slapping bouquet, like, am I the asshole, to cousin fucker. Great cousin fucker.
But they're not really cousins.
Yeah, to fake cousin fucker. I still want to understand what was going on at this family reunion where this mom had such... easy access to all, why everybody had photos of their grandma.
I mean, maybe she pulled it up on her phone.
Okay, I guess that is a very reasonable answer.
So there are a lot of comments from OP. It does end, so maybe we'll get a little bit more info here, but it does end basically being like, I really hope it's all true since I have no proof that it is, but it seemed pretty legit since I have never seen pictures of them before my mom got pregnant, only after. This is driving me crazy and I just needed somewhere to vent. Which I feel like this is also really easily solved by a simple DNA test.
There's also a point that is so minute that I want to go back to, but I'm kind of mad about these posts. Because, like, you remember when you were like, it says bracket, like, you know, my name here.
Yeah.
It would be a lot sicker if they just put their username in there. If it was like, Fairy Girl 926 is not my real daughter. That's a very stupid thing that I wish happened in these stories.
They'd put their real names?
No, like they put their usernames.
But you can see their username on the post.
No, but like when it says like brackets, like my name here.
I know.
It was just like it said.
Or just create a fake name.
Yeah, but I like the idea of it being their username there. I think that would be very funny.
Okay. The one thing I was really intrigued about.
That's what I took away from the story.
I'm like, really?
Everything else cool. That was my one complaint.
Her whole life just shattered. You pick on that?
Yeah, I'm like, do more bits about your username. I know this is a trying time.
I would shit a brick. Like, coming from someone who I grew up knowing that, like, my dad, Jerry, like, adopted me. If I was raised to believe he was my dad, and all of a sudden I found out he wasn't my real dad, right. I would probably need to be put in a padded room.
You think that would be worse?
Than finding out you're fucking your cousin?
Well, I was more going on like not knowing that your dad was, So like if your dad wasn't like, I'm going back to like the adoption thing, right?
Yeah.
Like you'd rather know from the get-go that you were adopted.
Yeah. I feel like it's
and
just,
then we'll get to the second part.
It's just kind of normal. Like I was just raised like, oh, you have two dads. Like it's kind of, it's no different than having like a stepdad.
Right.
It's just like, you have two dads. This is your bio dad. I don't even remember the first conversation that it got explained to me because I just grew up my whole life kind of like having it be the norm.
Right. With two dads. It's kind of silly.
Yeah. It's interesting. But I would rather, this is weird, you guys. I get this.
You would rather fuck your, don't say you would rather fuck your cousin.
Yeah.
That's, well.
Like really second cousins, how much blood do you share?
Yeah, I guess, is that like, what they're actually, called? Is that what they're called? They're not like great, great distance cousins.
This is so gross. People what are going to be you, up in arms.
Yeah, people are going to hate this.
How much blood do you share?
Share with a cousin.
With your second cousin.
That's what they're called, right? It's second cousin.
Okay, remember, first cousins could share 12.5% of their DNA, while second cousins could share 3.125%.
So that's like nothing.
That's nothing. I feel like second cousins is fine. If you didn't know.
Yeah, I get. It sounds like they're from a small town. I want to get more details on their car washing business too.
Okay, so a lot of people were like, wait, you're...
wait, let's go into... yes,
you're emancipated?
God. Yeah, I was also going to ask about that, but then I thought like maybe I was stupid for thinking like, that seems weird that they were emancipated at 18.
I Googled how to get emancipated at 15, but like after 18, you're fine.
That's what I was confused about, but yeah. Then I thought I was just being an idiot.
No, so someone commented and goes, why did you get emancipated? It sounds like you have a somewhat good relationship with your family. I honestly think this is a troll post. And OP goes, sorry, I forgot to explain. The legal age in my country is 21. So in order...
what? Oh, she's not American. Oh.
Doesn't sound like the States. So in order to own my car, apartment, plus have bills in my name, I had to be either 21 or be emancipated. We still have a good relationship with our family, both sides. We live together for other reasons.
I want to know more about this car wall.
Yeah. So someone goes, you're concerned about the car wash. People are not concerned about the car wash.
I'm concerned about the car wash.
Someone goes, so who the fuck is your biological dad? And OP goes, they won't tell me. Not even my dad knows. Mom says she'll never tell me, even on her deathbed.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sounds like former dad, bad dude. Bio dad, bad dude.
That's what I was thinking.
Or best friend. Plot twist. Let's get crazy. Or cousin, or second cousin.
Or just something crazy. One of
second
the,
cousin.
One of the posts I was going to read for you today, which I chose not to, is a post. And it's from someone that literally, it's like titled, I went to a foreign country and fucked people so I could have a baby. Like they literally just went abroad and had sex with a stranger. Like they paid a stranger to fuck them so they could get pregnant.
That seems like a really bad deal for the stranger.
Yeah, it seems very like predatory.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really.
What subreddit was that on?
I don't know. I'll pull it up. I can pull it up and let you know. I'll pull her up for you, Grayson.
It's like people of YouTube and of the podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm still figuring out what to do with my hands. I look like a deer in headlights right now.
Are you self-conscious about it?
No, I haven't thought about it. But then I was like, well, I've been doing this pose. And I switched to like this kind of like weird one where my feet are down this. And now I'm like up here. Oh. This is a visual bit. So if this gets kept in, the audio audience is going to absolutely hate this.
It's also that post. It's titled, I traveled to a foreign country to get pregnant by a complete stranger with no strings attached. I consider it the best decision I ever made. It's also from off my chest.
Also, like, why don't just go, like, get a sperm donor? I guess, like, it ruins the
taboo excitement.
Yeah, of, like, having sex to get pregnant.
So
I guess maybe that's part of it.
Fucking weird. So the top comment on this post is, damn, that's a lot. Sounds like everyone cares about you both and want you to be happy. Just a lot to process.
This wasn't the... For a second, I thought that was the girl that had sex.
No.
Post. Okay, no.
No, that's on an upcoming episode.
A little preview.
A little sneak peek. What would you do if you found out today that your dad wasn't your dad?
That'd be weird. I don't really look like my dad. My dad's like, I always say this about my dad, like, he's like, he's kind of like me, but like more like muscular, manly, southern version of me.
Where's he from?
He's from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
It's like if like I was a Pokemon and I evolved to be like a southern like man, that would be my dad. So I'd feel like kind of weird because I'd be like, well, we're kind of similar, but like, you know.
Would
like
you be me. Heartbroken?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I don't know. I've never considered it.
I wished growing up, like I did a DNA test when I was in, I don't know, whenever 23andMe was like really new. But I did a DNA test and like I always wished like Jerry was actually my bio dad. I always just wished. I was like, maybe my mom was mistaken. Maybe like she fucked like my bio dad, but like it wasn't really, like it didn't happen. I was just like wished so bad that he would be my real dad. And then I got the DNA test back and I was like 50% Finnish, which Jerry's a Jew, like not Finnish.
Right.
I was like, fuck, there goes that.
That's why you like Iceland so much.
I know.
You have like this Nordic blood within you.
I literally, you guys, I'm obsessed with Iceland. Our travel video that we're putting together is so insane. And every time I watch it, it just brings me such peace. Like I want to go back already.
She loves, it's your Nordic blood.
I belong there. I literally belong there. I want to move to Iceland.
I need to put the green, I need to put the yellow flag up to go pee real quick.
Pause. Everyone pause.
Pause. All right, wait 1 second.
Yeah, I think this will turn out better than OP thinks, but it's going to be tough and maybe require some therapy.
Definitely a therapy.
One. Yeah. Okay, moving along. Do you wash your ass?
Yes.
Okay, this is a really, really hot topic lately. And a lot of people have been talking about it. It comes up on this show a lot. We've read other stories similar. It might feel a little Mandela effect, deja vu, but it's kind of a thing that guys don't wash their asses.
You have to wash your ass.
Some don't. Some people think that you just like bend forward and let the water run down your crack.
I don't need to get into like the semantics of how it works.
Are you sure?
But you go like, I was going to do the hand thing. I was going to get really semantic.
You go front to back?
Well, I don't know. You can't go front
to back.
Well, I might go front. I don't know. I've got soap on my, why does that matter? I've got like a soapy ass hand.
Because you don't want to go. Wait, no, I meant back to front.
Are we talking about wiping or are we talking about in the shower?
In the shower.
What way does that matter? Even while wiping,
I feel like it matters.
It does not matter.
I feel like you should like reach from the back and go front to back.
I'm sitting now. I would have to stand up because I don't know. It's like second nature. No, because you go behind. Yeah. Yeah, spread the cheek. Yeah, so I go from behind.
Okay, so you're doing it right.
I will.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Let's see about this story and then you can see like maybe.
Does he not wash his ass?
We're going to get there.
Okay.
So this one is titled, My 26 Female Boyfriend, 31 Male, Leaves Skid Marks and Tries to Hide Them. Just as the title says, my 26 female boyfriend, 31 male, likes to sleep completely naked when he comes over.
Oh, this is... Sorry, that was a bad laugh.
We don't do it every time. I prefer pajamas. But when we do, more often than not, he leaves some, quote, evidence behind. My sheets and bedding are white. I have gone through multiple bottles of bleach at this point, removing his skid marks. This isn't a once or twice thing. It's happened maybe 6 or 7 times. It's only ever on his side of the bed. He has this habit of sliding out of bed rather than just getting up. And there's almost always a... trail where he's gotten out of bed. The first time it happened, I noticed, but was too embarrassed on his behalf to say anything. I left for work first that day, and when I got home, I found that he had washed and bleached the sheets. I could tell because the skid mark was gone and my laundry detergent and bleach were in a different place. Same thing the second time, I noticed, but didn't say anything. He washed and bleached the sheets and rearranged the bed like it never happened.
Oh, yes.
I've never addressed it openly before because at first he would clean up after himself and take care of it. Well, now he's not taking care of it anymore. He's gotten into this weird habit of trying to cover it up. Rather than stripping and washing the sheets when I leave, he just remakes the bed and leaves his mess where it is, leaving me to find a nasty surprise when I get home from work and having to strip the bed that evening, which is annoying. Last week, he slid across my duvet cover naked and left a large skid mark right there. I didn't say anything, thinking he'd surely take care of it since it was so obvious. When I got home, he had just made the bed and tossed a throw blanket over the skid mark. Needless to say, I'm getting frustrated. I want to approach the issue as delicately as possible since he's clearly embarrassed about it, but I'm also annoyed about his immature attempts to hide the mess and that he's no longer cleaning up after himself like he was before. I think I've been too relaxed about it, and now maybe he thinks I don't notice or care. I'm also concerned about his hygiene, which is otherwise pretty good, and whether there might be some kind of health issues at play. How do I approach this?
Well, it's not even do you wash your ass, it's do you wipe your ass. But also, like, dudes fucking rock. Like, dudes rule for this. I'm kidding.
Gross.
This is insane.
I mean, anyone, realistically, anyone can do this.
No, what?
Well, like,
if my girl was... like one time I'd be like, okay, like this is fine. If I was dating a girl and she kept on like getting up and there was doo-doo stains from the night before, I would like, it'd be like one time I'd be like, okay, like that's not great. Like fool me once, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, that one's fine. Fool me twice. I am never sleeping in the same bed as you.
Really?
If you're shitting, if you're, wait, how is she? I do like the, I like the image of him like sliding over the duvet. I think of it like, of like sliding over a car in like an action movie.
Yeah.
But like, there's just a shit stain.
Yeah. That's
and he was just accurate. Like, and he was just like, and he was just like, that was not me. Like,
how would you approach it?
That's why dudes rock. How would I approach it? I don't know if I would be, I would have, a, I would, I'm going to, maybe this is a hot take. I think I would have a real issue.
I think a lot of us would.
I think I would
have.
A lot
of us.
I think I would have a real problem, like, continuing seeing that person.
It might be breakup worthy?
Oh, I don't think it's like, it might be. Has she ever slept? My question is like, what does his sheets look like?
He has black wonder.
Sheets. That was my
I
thought.
I really wonder. There are some comments from OP. Only looks like a few. Someone goes, God help me. If I have to read one more story about a man who doesn't know how to wipe his own ass, it's not normal to still have poop in there. And OP responds and goes, I know. I don't understand. I assumed his bathroom habits would improve after the first couple of times, since he's clearly aware that this is an issue. But nope, he doesn't stink or anything, so it might be IBS or something. I don't know.
Is IBS an excuse for that?
No.
I've never woken up, and like we said earlier in the episode, probably have that. I've never woken up in the morning and been like, goddamn IBS, got me again. Skid marks on the blankets.
I mean, everyone like has had like a shart experience at this point, especially if you have IBS, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a lot of friends that have, like, shit themselves, especially while running.
Easy.
Like, it happens. Like, you're planning a marathon.
Doing it right now.
So it happens. But just because that happens, it's all about, like, your wiping. It's not the fact that you have stomach issues. It's how you're handling your pericare.
That was a beautiful way of describing your wiping as pericare.
Yeah.
Your after shit.
Yeah.
He's got to get...
He needs a bidet.
He needs wet wipes. He can get those wet wipes.
If you get wet wipes, though, please do not flush them. Even if they say flushable wipes, don't flush that shit.
Is that true?
Yeah, you can't flush those.
I have no idea. I would flush the shit out of those.
I literally, you guys, I... This is the worst experience of my life. I have neighbors upstairs that have babies. And they thought they could flush their flushable wipes. So... lo and behold, they're flushing their fucking wipes. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they were flushing their diapers. Our pipes in our building, our condo, were so clogged. the night before, one of my biggest guests, it was like my first big guest. I was so nervous. I was already stressed, like ready to puke. And the night before, my bathtub and toilet start overflowing with shit from the neighbor's flushing wipes. My bathtub Hell was yeah. My bathtub was just about to overflow full of other people's shit. It's the worst smell I've ever encountered.
So this is a very shit forward segment, right?
Yeah,
now.
It is.
It's we're, a very poop friendly.
We're poop friendly unless it's a skid mark across a bed.
That would be insane. I do not understand. If I had watched somebody that I was having sex with skid across the bed, like I said, like Rush Hour style, and leave a trail of shit, I think I would. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be like, you know what? I think I can. And then to have that person be like, you know what's going to solve this issue? A duvet. I would be mortified.
It's so bad.
Have a weird, I think I have not a fear.
Oh. Fear of what? Poop?
Not a fear of poop. But like, I don't think I'm weird about it, but like, I don't. There's a deep-rooted poop thing. I pooped in a Toys R Us. I pooped in a Toys R Us when I was a kid.
Oh, that's not that bad. You were a kid.
No, I was like probably like 10 or like maybe 11.
That's still fine.
No, I shit myself bad. Like I dropped an absolute log on the floor.
Oh, you like pulled your pants down and pooped?
No. It was-
Fell out of your pants?
It was-
What happened?
I don't know if this is a guy's thing. There are other people I know that have this.
Okay.
Maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it's an everything thing where it was like when I was a kid. I think there are people that have this when they're adults too. But like I was like, oh, like I need to shit at home. Like I was like, I needed not only to shit at home. I'm going to get into the story. I needed to poop naked at home as like a child. Like okay. I needed to be like, that's where I think this weird poop that I'm like, yeah. I need to be naked. Cause I was like, I can't have my clothes get near
poop. Oh.
Poop. I was like, they got to be clean. They got to be very clean. And
I can see. Yeah.
So we were shopping for, wow, Justin Timberlake's going to come out back in this story, weirdly enough. we were shopping for my sister's birthday party. I think it might have been her 10th, so that would have made me 12, which is way too old for this to happen. and we were like going from like Toys R Us to Toys R Us. And we were looking for these like pink slippers and we had to go to like 20 of them. And like, finally, like I needed to shit the entire time. Like I like needed to shit, but like I wasn't at home. Right. And
yeah.
I was like, finally got to the point where it's like, oh my God, I'm going to poop. I had gone to the hospital before from not pooping.
Oh my God. You were an impacted child.
Yeah, as a child. So like this time my mom was like, you need to go like poop. Like I had weird poop things my entire life. And so like I needed to go shit. And so like I went into this Toys R Us bathroom, right? Like what felt like the 600 Toys R Us, but it was probably like the second. And I like go in there and like the bathroom is disgusting. Like there's like, way I remember it is like there's ants and cockroaches everywhere. Like that's definitely not how it was. It was definitely like just a normal public restroom. But I was like, there's a dead body. And so I was like, I am not going to shit here. And so like,
oh my God.
Back to the Justin Timberlake thing. Sorry, this is very ADHD.
It was playing on the Toys R Us speakers.
I remember during that party later on that night, I felt like I had to get this part cleared on. Like that weekend when she had the party that's when Justified came out because Cry Me a River was really big and they were like playing that. But whatever, that's not the point. So I go back into the Toys R Us and I'm like, I find my mom, I'm like, oh, I shit. And she's like, okay, great. Like, and I didn't poop in that bathroom. There was like no way in hell I was pooping in that bathroom. So I'm like, okay, great. And so like, I start walking around the store as like, she's looking for all of these things. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to poop so bad. And at some point I'm wearing black cargo pants. And
God, you remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh yeah, I do. Cause I just end up shitting my pants. And it wasn't it was like a log.
Yeah,
but
no,
this is very graphic. People
it was
are gonna
solid.
Hate this.
You ate a lot of fiber.
I ate a lot of fiber. It was solid. And it ended up I ended up just trying to play it off. And like it ended up just like rolling down my leg and then like falling out. falling out of my pants and just in the middle of an aisle. Like there's a full human turd in this Toys R Us. And I just walk away like nothing's happened. I'm like, I've gotten off scot-free. Like I didn't have to shit in that bathroom. I shit. My pants are shitty. And so like I walk up to my mom, like nothing's happened. I'm playing it freaking cool as a cucumber. I am. And I think my mom, I think I probably smell like shit because
down your leg.
Yeah, because my leg is fully covered in shit. So like I think I smell like shit.
Oh yeah.
So my mom's like kind of like like, oh, you're acting kind of weird. I think she like smells.
And did she roll
like,
by it?
No, she literally rolled by it. She looked at me and I was like, she like saw this shit and looked at me and I just like burst out into tears and she's like, Grayson! And then this tour, this like poor Toys R Us, like 18-year-old kid had to come sweep up my human turd that night. And they get, I'm like, it was so bad. It was traumatizing. I got a G.I. Joe figure out of it from the Toys R Us people because I was like sobbing uncontrollably. They gave me snake eyes. G.I. Joe's used to come in two packs or you'd get two characters. It was fucking genius. So sick because then you could like fight them. Yeah. Somehow I got rewarded by Toys R Us from this. They were like, here's your free toy.
Oh my God.
And like, you can just have that.
Wow. Okay. So this was clearly.
So that, yeah, that was a real big tangent.
That was a core memory for you.
Mm-hmm.
I get you were 12, but honestly, I don't think you can talk shit about anyone that leaves skid marks on the side of their
bed. That's why I'm saying like I'm weird about the shit thing now. Like this was the preamble.
It's literally it's traumatized you. It's like almost your villain origin story.
Right. Like it's like I can't deal with poop in my bed from my girlfriend just not wiping.
Have you ever seen skid marks in someone's underwear?
My dad.
Okay, this is weird. I was really traumatized from a lot of the initial Reddit stories. And me and Justin, by the time I started this podcast, we had only been dating for maybe a year and a half at that point. And I remember having the waffle stomping story where this guy shit in the shower and he would like waffle stomp. He would like use his feet to push the poop down the drain. It's called waffle stomping.
Once again, dudes rock.
Ugh, so disgusting. And then I had like another story where this guy had to poop every time he came. I think I had a skid mark story.
Jesus.
I was really traumatized. And Justin left his underwear in the bathroom once. And I remember just being like,
do not blow up my guy's spot like this.
I just remember needing to like, no. I'm like, I gotta know. Does he wipe right? Does he wash his ass? And so as they were on the bathroom floor, I like kind of did a little peek in him. We're good.
Thank God.
We're good.
Oh my God. I was getting worried.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was worried you were about to put my guy on blast.
No. We're safe. He definitely wipes. And like, he is like so particular. This dude uses like three different body washes. He's like, body wash one, all up in there. Body wash two, all up in there. Like he does three layers of body wash. He must get clean.
Okay, I'm not that bad. But
yeah. Yeah, he's very particular about his showers.
I was going to say this earlier. I do like the washing. I gotta get better. I don't wash my legs enough, like my lower leg area.
I think that's a white people thing.
Yeah, is that?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't go down there.
White people have been made fun of so much on Twitter for not washing their legs. And I'm going to be honest.
It rolls down. That's a bad take, but.
That's what people said for white Twitter. They're like, what do you mean wash your legs? All the soap just goes down and takes care of it.
It just goes down.
And everyone else that wasn't white was like so disgusted. And I'm going to be honest, I did not put soap on my legs before seeing that take on Twitter. Like I wasn't aggressively soaping my legs. I would like put some soap on my upper thighs, but I wasn't like trying to do gymnastics in the shower to wash my calves and shit.
Yeah. I probably should start washing my legs more.
White people are so gross.
Yeah, we are gross. I should wash my legs more.
We can, 2023.
Wash our legs.
We'll wash our legs more.
Wipe your ass.
So, OP, it seems like they get some good advice. There's another comment that basically just goes, to put it bluntly, it has become apparent that men are not explicitly told to scrub their ass cracks and holes when they're growing up.
I don't think you need to be told that.
You do. Hygiene discussions are usually only about showering in general, using deodorant and brushing hair and teeth. So many men don't learn until a significant other brings it up that they need to actively and manually wash their junk and butts, and that soapy water running down the crack doesn't do anything. Sparing his feelings will not do anything. You need to sit down and when nothing else is going on and have a conversation. Babe, we need to talk about something. It's important to me and may come across as hurtful, but I'm more concerned than anything else. I need you to promise me that we'll sit through this conversation, even if it's embarrassing or uncomfortable for both of us. Then lay it out. I am concerned for your health. It is not normal to be dirty enough that you leave skid marks on sheets, which you have been doing. I let it slide at first because I don't think it would be a common occurrence and you were cleaning it up. But it has become common and you've stopped cleaning up after yourself. Either we need to discuss our hygiene rituals or I want you to see a doctor about why there's so much built up down there.
I do like this commenter just being like, all right, here you go. Here's the conversation. Here's how you have it.
I love this script.
That's a good script. That was a great script.
Flawless.
Great script.
Flawless.
Wash your ass.
OP responds back, thank you, exclamation, exclamation.
I like how OP was like, anybody else feeling this? Anybody else's boyfriend just shitting all over the bed?
Honestly, if you've never dealt with it before or if you're not like chronically on Reddit like me, I'd be kind of nervous too. I don't know if I would know what to do.
I don't think I'd be able to date somebody that was.
Well, no, because you have a poop trauma story.
I do have a poop trauma story.
Like,
I was traumatized by my own poop.
Yeah.
We're trauma bonding over my poop. Me and my mom trauma bonded over my
poop. We should have brought her on for this one. But OP does go on to say, I really like your script and I'm going to use it to talk to him.
There you go.
We don't have any other updates. It was posted 10 days ago, but maybe we'll get one. I would love to know if anyone in the community has dealt with skid marks on their bed because...
I would also like to know if this is a common thing.
I feel like it is. We see it so much.
I didn't realize that this poop thing was so much.
It is. And I even like saw a TikTok of like real people going to their boyfriends. And like recording and being like, hey, babe, like when you're in the shower, do you actively like wash your butt? And then they'll flip the camera on their boyfriend. And he's like, no, I just let the soap kind of run down. He's like, I don't get in there.
I kind of let the soap run down everywhere except armpits in that area.
Yeah.
You got to go that area. Armpits hit hard.
Yeah.
Hit hard those two areas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate like... I had an experience recently. I went to someone else's house and they had Charmin toilet paper. And the worst, ew. How do you do Charmin?
I have the Charmin Forever Rule. I bought the big, like the jumbo size Charmin.
Oh my God.
Like right, it happened right before the pandemic.
That came in clutch, I bet.
It's at my apartment in New York and it's very big and it comes in every 3 months. They give you like a new...
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I love Charmin. But yes, okay. You don't like the bears.
No, it just like flakes off on your butt. So then when you go to shower and clean your ass, you have like little flakes on you.
Yeah, they're like the softest flakes in the entire world. I have a friend who hates the Charmin bears.
I'm just imagining sliding across someone's bed, even my own now, and being like, oh my God, I just left my fucking poopy Charmin crumbs on my bed.
I think that would actually make it worse.
That's disgusting. Can you imagine like on your sheets and you just feel poopy toilet paper crumbs? I hate flaky toilet paper. Hate it. It's like my biggest pet peeve.
Is Charmin famously flaky? I thought it was just famously soft and they had the bears.
I feel like Charmin is like yeast infection central for gals.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Well, Charmin. Great thing. That's what my apartment has.
Charmin will not be sponsoring this podcast.
Three guys. If they need to sponsor me, I love the Charmin Forever Rule. It's great. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Love the Charmin Forever Rule.
Okay. Big plugger.
Big plugger. Except for my friend that hates, I do have a friend, like I said, hates the bears.
Yeah.
Despises. Gets that's mad so when they're on the TV screen. Why are they so happy about cleaning their ass?
Oh, that's kind of pessimistic.
He has a point. They are very excited to clean their... Those bears' lives are centered around wiping their own ass, which maybe is actually a good thing. Maybe those bears are onto something.
Honestly, I think Charmin should take those bears and do a shower PSA about getting up in your ass crack.
This is maybe now Charmin should sponsor it. We create like a late. Nope. Okay. Mm-mm. We're really shooting ourselves in the butt. No. That.
Moral of the story: wash your ass crack, and dudes, wash your dicks. If your dick is dirty, you're gonna give someone with a vagina who you're fucking bacterial vaginosis. Wash your junk, guys.
Wash your junk, guys. Wash your ass. Wash your junk.
Moving along.
Yes. I agree.
Okay, so this next one. Am I the asshole for pranking my girlfriend on my buddy's birthday? Now, I, 26 male, have been friends with the same group of guys since we were kids. Oh, yeah. We are all extremely close with one another. One of the things you need to know about us is that we are all bonded by a shared sense of humor. We are huge fans of doing pranks on one another, and we have our own games and inside jokes. The best way to describe us is we're like this friend group in the movie Tag, parentheses 2018. Now, recently, one of my buddies, let's call him Jackson, 28 male, got into a car accident. He's partly recovered, but he's still taking some rest, and he's been kind of down in the dumps. His birthday was coming up, so we wanted to cheer him up because we hate seeing our friends like that. So we got the idea of pranking my girlfriend because she's really posh and prissy, so her reaction would be great, and the prank we had in mind would knock his socks off. As kids, we used to play this game called pizza roulette. We'd order a large pizza, put each slice on 8 different plates, either face up or face down randomly, and then each of us would be blindfolded and have to take one of the slices and flip the plate over on another one, and then hold it up like a sandwich. And then hold it up like a... He types it sad. Which, so I think he means sandwich, and then hold it up like a sandwich to eye level. If both of the bread slices were facing outwards, then congratulations, you got a calzone. Enjoy. If the bottom was sauce down, but the top was bread up, then it was kind of funny because they picked up the wet side. But if the sauce side was up, then the guy sitting next to you smashes the whole thing in your face. We used to have tons of fun, and Jackson loved the game. So Jackson's birthday comes. We blindfold my girlfriend and rig it so that she gets the pizza face up. And we do it successfully. But she gets really mad and leaves. Now the guys are annoyed because she ruined the vibe of Jackson's party. But some of the girlfriends in the group said what we did was wrong. I thought it was funny at first, but am I the asshole?
So it's like if it becomes like, so face up is just normal style pizza, right? It's like you're like double deckering your pizza normal style.
Yeah, it seems like that. It seems like there's like a winner and a loser in this weird game. If you get a slice of pizza and another slice of pizza, and you put the cheeses facing each other, then you win.
You win a calzone, baby.
But if you get it the opposite, where it's like pizza on top of pizza, stacked, then you get it smashed in your face.
But then pizza like this, that's wet style.
Yes, exactly.
Wet style, not good.
Wet style, not good.
What if it's double?
Honestly, I'm not super invested in the semantics.
I want to know the semantics of the.
I hate pranks personally. I think we all know that by this point. If my boyfriend did this to me at what's supposed to be like a really fun party, I would absolutely go home too. You get ready, you put your makeup on, you spend effort, and then someone smashes pizza in your face. I'd be pissed.
Pizza also, though, I will say, doesn't have a great smashable quality. You know, like cake, great smashable quality. You get cake on your face, the icing's still there.
I'd be more mad about the cake.
Yeah, because there's like icing on that. Like pizza's just kind of like grease.
And sauce.
Yeah, but like not really. Like is the sauce like exploding out on your face?
If it's a deep dish from Chicago.
See, that was my thought. I was like, well, if it's a deep dish, that's like a cake.
Yeah.
Like the other times.
I don't know. I think it's just more about the principle of like, this was rude. I think I think with pranks in general, it's kind of this thing where it's like, if you and your buddies are a prank little club and you guys love pranking each other,
right?
Prank each other. The girlfriend doesn't need to be the innocent victim in this.
I like how they chose his girlfriend. He was like, you guys, you know what? My girlfriend is going to love.
Because she's prissy and posh.
I forgot she was the prissy and posh one.
Like, don't do that to the girl. Like, don't do that to anyone. I get wanting to cheer someone up, but I think there's other ways to do it.
There's levels to it.
I mean, it's his birthday. Get him a pocket pussy. Get him an abundance of other things.
Get him
might excite him.
It's his birthday. Get him a pocket pussy.
I mean, it's better than smashing pizza in your girlfriend's face. Also, I don't know why. I don't understand the cake smashing culture. I see so many videos, especially I saw this one the other day and it was the saddest thing in the world. It was this girl and she was celebrating her quinceañera. Mm-hmm. And it was this beautiful celebration. She had a beautiful gown on, beautiful makeup and hair. And someone runs up to her with a cake and smashes the cake all over her. And you just see her go from excited and smiling, having the time of her life, to crushed.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't get the cake smashing stuff. Like, I don't understand why you even find it funny ruining someone's special time. It's like the bouquet toss. It's like, why are we so obsessed with ruining people's special moments?
Well, he was afraid about getting married.
Well, he's just a weirdo too, like this dude. Like, why can't we just not celebrate things in normal ways? Why is it so hard to be normal? Why? The top comment on this one is, you thought you would cheer up your friend by ... assaulting your girlfriend? You're the asshole. And more than that, are terminally stupid.
I like the movie. I like that they were like, you remember that movie Tag that completely flopped?
Lauren brought that up on another episode when we were talking about pranks too. And she loved the movie. She thought it was hilarious.
I never saw it. I like the concept. I never saw the movie.
I've never seen it either. I feel like I need to watch it, but I feel like I'll be pissed off.
Why? Because you hate pranks. Well, I
hate pranks.
Yeah.
Only pranks I like are pranks where you like gift someone something. Like you break their iPhone and give them a new one. Like
a dead fish. It's like a Mr. Beast style prank, is giving them a new iPhone.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like a tooth fairy prankster. Like, I come with presents if I prank.
Ooh, okay. So it's like it's like we destroyed your car, but we actually got you a new car that's way nicer.
Yeah, but you didn't even destroy their car. It's like a car you found in the junkyard that you bought that's like looks like theirs.
And then you destroy that one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like damaging property. I don't like being wasteful. I'm trying to be very sustainable. I recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
You got these beautiful mugs. Glasses.
Yeah. Well, and these glasses are actually recycled. They were from a local ice cream shop in LA called Ginger's. And now they're my drink glasses.
And California gold, baby. Mm-hmm. Handcrafted.
Handcrafted, baby. Yeah, so I'm all about sustainability. I don't like being wasteful and ruining stuff or injuring people or belittling people, removing their dignity. Why? Moving along. Am I the asshole for not telling people happy birthday the traditional way? Okay, so this is going to sound silly, and I feel I'm probably not an asshole for this, but when I was about 18, I'm 26 now, I got bored of saying happy birthday to people all the time. And wanted to have a more unique way of saying happy birthday, so I would be more memorable. I know there are silly cards and stuff, but I started trying to come up with a new phrase to say. Now, my first one was, quote, happy day of being pushed out of your mother's uterus.
This is the least unfunny person I've ever met.
Until I said that to someone, and they told me that they were a C-section baby, so technically not pushed out. And I was like, you know what? You are right. And I changed it to, quote, happy day of being forcefully removed from your mother's uterus, because it's all inclusive. And since deciding on that, it's what I have told everyone every year since on their birthday. Now, I have my mother-in-law, 49, who does not really like me to begin with, and she nitpicks everything I say and do. However, even though I've been with my husband for 9 years, she apparently never noticed before today when I said that exact phrase to her oldest son, my brother-in-law, which really the fact that she has never noticed before in 9 years can tell you a lot about my relationship with her, in my opinion.
IMO.
After hearing this, she freaked out on me because what I said was, quote, vulgar, rude, and making fun of the birthday traditions. I personally don't see this vulgar or rude, but I am not always the best at social cues. So maybe it is. However, no one else has complained or said anything before. And usually it gives people a nice chuckle. So here I am to ask, am I the asshole? Am I missing the social cues here? And am I in fact being vulgar and rude?
No, it's just not funny.
It's just weird.
I feel like I knew people like this in high school.
I feel like you're just trying too hard to like make something. Like it reminds me of Mean Girls. Like, fetch is not going to happen, Gretchen.
Right.
Like, it's like, why are you trying to overcomplicate things? And yeah.
It's also just not funny.
Not at all.
It's bad.
Like, no one wants to be reminded of their mom's uterus on their birthday.
I would say anti this bit.
Yeah.
I'm not an asshole, though. I will say not an asshole.
Not an asshole. It's not that aggressive. It's just like a meh, don't do it again.
Yeah, meh, like, you think of like a better bit.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know what that better bit is.
It's so interesting. The concepts of bits are really new to me. I didn't realize that so many people had real life bits that they do every day, nonstop. Like, it's just a part of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, I try to think about it. But I don't really feel like I have a bit.
Bits are great. It's fun just to like have bits that go nonstop.
What's yours?
I don't know. I got a bunch of bits going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the best one?
I have no idea. I don't really know where the bits end and they begin.
Hello? Hi.
Dad, D-A-D is home.
Yeah. You haven't met my dad.
No, I haven't met your dad yet.
Oh my God, you'll get to meet him when we're done.
I did like that he just did that.
He is a walking bit as well.
See, that's it. It's all about bits. That's how you get through life. You gotta just do little bits to yourself.
Okay.
Make yourself laugh.
I need to come up with a bit.
I was doing a bit to myself this morning. I don't even remember what it was, but it was getting me good.
I can picture you doing Anchorman bits, especially with that mustache.
I think it was about crashing my car. it was not like dark.
You are so funny. Grayson and me and Justin went to like a show recently and he walks in, he's like, I hit a pole.
I did hit a pole. That wasn't the bit. I don't remember what the bit was this morning, but I was like giggling. I was like, it was like early and I was like giggling to myself. I was like,
if I just
hit the car in front of me, I'm just like, all right.
How would you respond to someone if they said, happy day of coming out of your mother's vagina?
I don't know. It'd depend on the relationship we'd had.
That is true.
I feel bad. I don't want to say it makes me sad.
For them?
Yeah. I'm like, it's like a sad, I feel like that's a sad thing.
Like you're just kind of embarrassed?
Yeah. I'm like, come on. Like we got this one.
You can do better.
Like let's buck up. I would sit there and I would think of a good bit for them.
That is true.
Them. Like we could workshop it.
That is, yeah.
Like let's
let's
come
get
on.
Better.
I'll sounding board with you this. Like let's get better. Like you and I, we can do something better.
Oh my God.
But maybe their delivery is really good.
Yeah, I think there are some comments from OP.
My delivery's great.
Or there were. The account has now been suspended, deleted, all over the place.
Great.
But the top comment is, you're the asshole. Quote, hey, I'm an intentionally gross and vulgar because I want to be unique and quirky.
I think people are overreacting. It's not vulgar. It's not vulgar.
I would agree. I don't think like, I think rude, like, oh, you're being so rude. That's a little aggressive. I don't think like talking about normal anatomy parts, it's like, oh, happy day the stork dropped you off. Like, okay, get real. We all know babies don't come from snorks.
That would be better.
Storks.
Though.
What did I say? Snorks? Storks?
Happy stork day.
That
would be better.
Because it's cute. It's yeah. Like more cute. So maybe it is vulgar, I guess. I don't know.
I just know.
For me, I'm like the stuff I've seen in hospitals, like, dude, no, it's not vulgar. It's just anatomy. The next comment goes, OP is Amy Schumer. And someone goes, Amy Schumer would definitely make fun of this person. There were comments from OP though, like kind of just being like, I'm not going to do it anymore. But I don't say this to people in person. I guess it was only like a text thing is what it was. So does that change your take at all?
No, because it's still unfunny.
Okay. Okay, this last one is a little unhinged.
Let's go for it.
Okay. It's titled, Am I the Asshole for Asking My Wife to Respect My Title as Pilot?
Oh, this is so sick. I already love this one. I'm already on his side.
I need the opinions
Yes, chef. Yes, pilot.
I need the opinions of Av Geeks and pilots on a matter involving my wife.
Pilot behind.
I am completely serious and need help. All caps. My wife and I, together for 5 years, married for 2, no kids, have an amazing, happy relationship. I can't recall a single time we've ever argued to the point of a breakup or divorce. The issue, however, is causing me to reconsider the health of our relationship. Since my wife and I have been together, I have worked as a manager for a restaurant chain. I am an extremely passionate aviation enthusiast in my free time.
Hell yeah.
I have spent thousands of dollars on flight textbooks, sim gear, and even built my own A330 setup. I have never actually flown a plane or started flight training, but I have considered it for a long time. Even though my skills are not a career, I still consider myself as adept or possibly more knowledgeable than the average pilot. That being said, here's where the problem arises. My wife and I were invited to one of her male coworkers' house for a barbecue. My wife is a senior software tech for a COVID startup. She's worked there since 2020, a lucky catch after she was laid off from her previous job due to the virus. It was my first time meeting many of her now close coworkers due to COVID and working from home. I'd assumed she'd talked about me before, but as we were cycling through introductions, I became less sure. We make our way down the line to the host of the party, a new male hire that she has grown platonically close with. We exchange casual conversation and Greg, the host, asked what I do for a living. My wife chimes in with, quote, he manages a insert fast food chain. It certainly comes with some benefits. I'm assuming she's referring to free food. In a voice that implied nothing was wrong with what she said, I quickly corrected her and told him that I am a pilot. My wife already knows how insecure I am about my job and how I'd much rather be introduced by my hobby. I've earned the title of pilot through my 500 plus hours on the sim and thousands of dollars put into my craft. I think it is incredibly disrespectful for her to not acknowledge my skills and training. Just because I don't have the title of pilot on an overpriced piece of paper doesn't mean I'm not a pilot. I laughed it off with Greg, told him under my breath that my wife was often forgetful, which I'm sure he's realized just from working with her. He seemed to brush it off casually. At this point, I'm fuming.
Damn, wait, Jesus Christ.
At this point, I'm fuming, but I don't go much farther than exchanging some nasty glances at my wife for the rest of the night. As we pack into the car to leave, the argument starts. She feels as if I don't deserve my title as pilot because I'm not a professional. I told her she is completely insensitive to the work I've done, and she will never understand what it's like to study so much. She's currently on the couch as I type this. Am I really the asshole for asking to be respected?
This guy, I mean, if this is a real story, I love this man.
This is divorce worthy for me. This dude's a nut. He is an absolute little nut.
I mean, it, yeah. The way that, like, the reason I don't think this is a real story is the way that he's like the... I mean, maybe it is. Maybe I'm just being a dick. Maybe it is a real story that she's become platonically close with.
He sounds insecure.
He definitely is.
And threatened.
Well, I mean, that's all very clear by this whole pilot thing.
Also, the fact that he like threw his wife under the bus, like she's often forgetful.
Which she probably knows from working with her. That's like that. I was like,
what?
That, yeah.
These are your wife's coworkers. Coworkers. You can't make her look like shit.
You can't make her look like shit. Like, job comes with some benefits, though.
Fast food. dude, if it was Chick-fil-A, give me that.
That's such a bad choice. Most overrated fast food
restaurant. I hate how anti-LGBTQ plus they are. But fuck, I buy their sauce from the grocery store because all of the profits go to college programs. And that sauce is magical.
I've never really loved the sauce. I know. I
what?
Polynesian sauce, I'm cool with it.
They sell that at the grocery store too.
Well, isn't that what the Chick-fil-A sauce is? Isn't it Polynesian sauce?
No, there's two.
What's the other one?
It's like a Thousand Island Ranch mix.
When did they come up with that? That one seems new.
I thought that was the original.
I thought the Polynesian sauce was the original.
Huh. I don't think so.
Cane's sauce better.
Oh, okay. Cane's is unreal. The bread.
Cane's is better.
The bread you get.
Texas toast.
Oh my God. I'm such a bread girl. Like my main food group is bread. I'm probably 90% bread. So yeah, Cane. Okay. I trade my answer.
Cane's is better.
Yeah. Cane's is.
I'm also one of the fucked up people. I still get Cane's coleslaw.
Dude, I might drive to Cane's tonight.
I need that very mayo-y coleslaw to cut to make me feel a little bit better about everything.
Oh my God.
It's a very heavy meal. I like Cane's though.
Yeah. Back to the pilot.
Sorry.
Maybe he's funny because you're a dude. You're being weird. But if you had a, partner, like say you had a partner and you went to a party and you knew that your significant other was like, I don't know, like
a pilot,
a bartender. I mean, anything, a bartender. But in their free time, they watched videos of horses on YouTube.
Weirdly specific for you.
It's the only thing that's popping in my head. And so you go to a party together and she instead told people, oh, no, I'm not a bartender. I'm actually an Olympic level equestrian. Wouldn't you be weirded out?
Yeah, but he's not like saying like he's not like adding all of those. He's just saying like, call me a pilot.
It'd be like, but call he's me not an equestrian. A pilot.
In that sense, I'm on it. Like, I don't know. Like, apparently he doesn't want, like, I get it, I guess.
Like his actual job.
Yeah, but he doesn't want people to know that. I don't know. He's feeling weird. My guy is already feeling threatened. Like my guy is already operating on the back foot. You know what I mean? Like he's got that new guy over there that he's like, oh God, this guy's trying to fuck my wife.
True. But it doesn't mean you lie about your job. But I actually think OP is real and just delusional because they went to another subreddit, which is r/shittyaskflying. And they have a post that's titled, What Makes a Pilot a Pilot? Need advice from professional pilots. And they are genuinely asking, like, and it's a long post. We don't have time to read it. I'll read it for Patreon. I'll do the same bit on Patreon and read it over there. But they are genuinely curious, what makes a pilot a pilot? Like, am I not a pilot just because I fly sims? Like, they're serious.
I mean, I've seen these sims run. Like, my guy Joe was in there. He had his little thing.
But it doesn't mean you can fly a plane. You're not a pilot. Like,
I would trust Joe flying a plane.
Oh, my God. The top comment on his other post, it goes, if devoting thousands of hours to a hobby makes you a thing, then I'm a porn star. That is probably the best comment we've read today. Just because you have a hobby does not make you a qualified professional.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Dude, I will fight you on this to the death.
I'm not really taking that. I like my guy. I'm rooting for him. I'm hoping he's at a good fast food restaurant. I'm cheering for him on the sidelines.
Apparently, his wife has picked up a second job to pay for him to get pilot lessons.
The wife is a saint.
The wife needs to run.
The wife is a very good person.
I hate this for her.
I'm going to go ahead and say the wife seems like too good of a person, even though I'm fighting on behalf of this guy for no explicable reason. I will say she seems incredible. She seems to be the real hero.
Literally, someone comments on his second post, which is still up. I'll take screenshots right now so we have it. But someone goes, if this post is real, you do not deserve your wife. She is paying for pilot school and therapy for you after you belittled her achievements to the internet and her colleagues. She got this job because she was lucky. And what's wrong with managing a restaurant? I can't even.
See, that's what I don't know.
OP goes, I'm proud of my wife and her career. She usually works a day less a week than I do. And she found a second job she's excited about. No shame in that.
And she sounds like she rules. Maybe she should be getting dick from that other guy. Maybe that is good.
She, this is so just.
This is a very messy situation. I don't know. I have gone so many different directions. I have no idea whose side I am on.
I'm on her side. I think.
Yes.
There's all like, every relationship has give and takes. And like, yeah, there might be times where if your partner wants to go back to school, you foot the bill and things like that. And so, okay, maybe I'm an asshole, but I don't know. This feels, I don't know. I honestly, if this dude becomes a pilot, I want to know if he's ever flying my plane because I want to cancel my flight.
Damn.
This, like the delusion to like call yourself a pilot after sim training, I do not want to.
Or maybe he'd be a really good pilot.
I don't ever want to get on his plane. No, he's delusional.
I'm taking her side. I've walked it back. I'm taking her side. But
okay.
I'm rooting for my guy.
I don't know why this one makes me so mad. I just think it just feels so wrong and silly to call yourself something. Like it's like me watching Grey's Anatomy and being like, I'm a doctor.
I guess, yeah.
I'm a doctor. I can operate on people. I've seen so much Grey's Anatomy. I know how to do an appendectomy. You have appendicitis?
I can do that.
I can cut you open and successfully remove your appendix because I've watched so much Grey's Anatomy. That's what it feels like to me. And I'm probably irrationally mad at this one, but
I'm probably irrationally cool with this one.
I would agree with that.
I'm irrationally very okay with everything in this one.
Grayson just had a weed gummy. It's fine.
I did not.
He's chill.
I'm just very like, I'm literally like, you know what? Everything's fine, you know? I'm rooting for all parties. I want them to all live happy lives. That's how we...
Including the Skidmark boy.
Yeah, I want him to learn how to wipe his ass. But yeah. Like, I think at the end of the day, I hope that girl didn't get sick from the monkey bite.
Dude.
I hope everybody on these stories...
Is tetanus curable?
I have no idea.
I'm like literally a healthcare person. I don't even know.
I found out about a new muscle that I had today that I've been working out a lot.
Oh my God.
In the gym.
Well, this is definitely one of the most unhinged episodes we've had this year. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was
fun. Sorry for making you late to your dinner.
It's fine. Dinner or two hot takes? I'm always choosing two hot takes, everybody.
Oh my God. Okay. I love you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Head over to Patreon. We're going to get more into the pilot story. But other than that, until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.